CJSF 90.1 in Burnaby, British Columbia.
Playing in a pub, you all know well. I met the girl from
We're told that after the war, the Nazis vanished without a trace. But battalions of fascists still dream of a master race. The history books, they tell of their defeat in 45. But they all came out of the woodwork on the day the Nazi died. They say the prisoner of Spandau was a symbol of defeat. Whilst Hess remained in prison, then the fascists, they were beat. So the promise of an Aryan world would never materialise.
So why did they all come out of the woodwork
on the day the Nazi died? The world is riddled with maggots, the maggots were getting fat. They're making a tasty meal of all the bosses and bureaucrats. They're taking over the boardrooms and they're fat and full of pride. And they all came out of the woodwork on the day the Nazi died. So if you meet with these historians, I'll tell you what to say. Tell them that the Nazis never really went away. They're out there burning houses down and peddling racist lies. And we'll never rest again until every Nazi dies.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to another episode of Syrup Moose Radio, the award-winning anti-fascist radio show of your dreams. This show is produced on the unceded territory of the Gitxsan and Wet'suwet'en peoples in so-called Canada. And we are coming to you on 93.9 FM, CICK, Smithers Community Radio. You could also be listening on 98.1 FM, CJSF, 102.7 FM, CKMS, 88.3 FM, CKXU, or 88.7 FM, CFUR. Huge thank you to every station running this show. Syrup Moose Radio is sponsored by the Skeena Watershed Conservation Coalition. Search them on Facebook and see the truly incredible work that they are doing. For more from this show or the person who makes it, head to www.themarsh. Let's get on with it. All right, welcome to episode 98 of Syrup Moose Radio. That was Consensual Hallucination by Silencion. Very, very cool. Their album from 2018 called Dead Channel, music inspired by William Gibson's Neuromancer. So if you like that, go find him because it's good stuff. All right, folks. This week is going to be more or less a mixtape episode. I'm feeling pretty wiped out. Friday night I had a polysomnogram, which is a sleep study, an overnight sleep study. Obviously was a terrible sleep, but I have survived. Anyway, we're going to play a bunch of music. I'm not going to talk very much. But I do want to quickly let folks know that the album, the Syrup Moose Records album for February 2026 is now up for pre-order, Crossroads by Homesick Ghosts, as well as the first single, which we're going to play when I'm done talking here, called Calling Hall. It's good stuff. I'm very excited to share it with everybody, and I hope you enjoy it, and I hope you'll go and pre-order that on Ampwall or Bandcamp. More information, as always, over at www.themarsh.ca. You can go to syrupmoosrecords.ca, too. They go to the same place now. So, yeah. Yeah, we're creeping up on episode 100, so that's pretty cool. If you want to get in touch with the show, please feel free to do so, syrupmoosrecords@gmail.com. And, yeah. That's it, folks. I'm going to just blast through a whole bunch of music. Obviously, coming up next, you're going to hear Calling Hall by Homesick Ghosts. And then you're also going to hear some work by Sononym coming up a little bit later. And just whatever else speaks to me in the moment. So, yeah, take care of yourselves. Take care of each other. And thanks for sticking around. Enjoy. Thank you. right, some weird stuff for you there. You just heard Sononym with Idiom. Before that, Lady Butterfly with House of Broken Backbones. And before that, The Calling House from Homesick Ghosts. You are listening to Syrup Moose Radio, and we are doing a music-heavy episode, but I figured it would be worthwhile to jump in between a few songs and let you know what you've been listening to. As always, you can check out playlists and everything over on smithersradio.com or .ca or over on themarsh.ca. And we're going to get right back into some more.